Today on Gardening in a Minute, storing garden materials. Gardening requires a variety of materials besides plants. Plants are kept in the ground or containers, but what about everything else you need? Leftover bags of potting soil and fertilizer should be tightly sealed or kept in airtight containers to keep them dry. Tools should be cleaned and stored in a dry location. This includes not only large items like shovels and rakes, but also smaller items like pruners and trowels. Certain tools will also need periodic sharpening and oiling. Lawnmowers, chainsaws, and other power tools should be stored unplugged and in a secure location. Always remember to store pesticides out of the reach of children and in the original containers. Take care of your garden supplies, and they'll serve you well for years to come. For more information about storing garden materials and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, using garden art. Using art in the garden can create interest and enhance your existing landscape design. Start by thinking about the style of your garden and select art that will complement it. Or start with a favorite art piece and let it guide your garden style. A formal design might look best with a traditional piece of sculpture, while an eclectic garden might look good with a found object like an old millstone. For maximum effect, position the art so that it can draw your eye to specific areas of the garden. Also think about what it'll look like from inside your home. Finally, pay attention to scale and contrast. Avoid scattering small objects throughout the garden, opting instead for a larger, distinctive piece that will have a strong visual impact. For more information about garden design and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, soil pH and nutrient availability. When plants are grown in soils with high or alkaline pH, they can sometimes suffer from repeated nutrient deficiencies, despite how much fertilizer is applied. This is because nutrients like phosphorus, iron, and manganese are in forms that are unavailable to plants when the soil pH is high. Ixora is a plant that's widely grown in South Florida, but often suffers from iron or manganese deficiencies due to high soil pH. Ixora grown in high pH soils will continue to show these deficiencies no matter how much fertilizer is added to the soil. So if you live in an area with a high pH soil, choose plants suited for those conditions. You'll end up with the right plant in the right place and avoid over-fertilizing. For more information about soil pH, plant nutrition, and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, do your plant homework. Before you buy new plants, save time, money, and frustration by doing your homework. Always check the plant's hardiness zones. This will tell you the type of climate it can tolerate. Find out how big the plant will get and think about whether you have room for it. You don't want to plant a large canopy tree like a live oak right next to your house. Do some research on the plant's care requirements. If it needs regular pruning and is a pest magnet, you may have to give it more attention than you have time for. And finally, consider how the plant fits into your design scheme. By spending a little extra time now, you'll be sure to choose a plant that will thrive in your garden. For more information about selecting plants and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Oriental persimmon. Oriental persimmons were first introduced to Florida in the mid-1800s and have been enjoyed ever since. The savory orange-colored fruits are high in fiber as well as vitamins A and C. Oriental persimmons are classified as either astringent or non-astringent. Astringent cultivars must be completely ripe and soft before they're suitable for eating. Non-astringent types can be eaten while fully ripe or while still firm. The fruits ripen from August to December. Persimmon trees are best suited for Central and North Florida. Plant yours in full sun in well-drained soil. They prefer a neutral or slightly acidic soil pH. Persimmons can withstand short periods of drought, but do best with regular watering. They can also be trained as hedges or even espaliers. For more information about growing fruit trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.